I'm again very excited for podcast number 4, and thank you for those who participated in the voting. I was going back and forth whether I should continue on with the chronicle of life after going through middle school and high school and then into college, but I personally have been going through my own nutrition journey, and it's something that continually comes up with a lot of my athletes. And so I thought maybe that would be more relevant for this week, and it turns out to be the case. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, is all about nutrition. And you can't really talk about nutrition, especially when it comes to female athletes in particular, and probably male athletes as well, but more so comes up in my own personal experience with women, and that is in talking about our perception of our bodies as well. And I can remember the earliest that I have in recollection is middle school time frame, feeling like I needed and wanted to be smaller, feeling like I needed to restrict food in order to do that. And honestly, that really set up a long time of doing that, of feeling like I needed to be smaller, feeling like I needed to restrict myself, and then a lot of times then overeating or going for overeating highly processed foods. My family actually, when I was in high school, used to and still does joke about how I would eat a half gallon of ice cream in one sitting. Yes, one of those full containers. I would eat the whole thing. Unbelievable. But I still, you know, now looking back, realize how not okay that actually was and how distorted my thoughts on my body and my viewpoints on food really were. And I think for me, although I'm still learning a lot about nutrition, my mindset around it, around my body, has been where my greatest shifts have come from and the greatest lessons. I think that what it really took, and I should say, I think ate enough to the point where I was okay, like I could perform the way that I needed to in high school and college. But where I saw it change the most was after the fact. You know, although I will say I held this viewpoint of wanting to be smaller and not really liking my natural muscular build as much, and yet I loved the feeling of being in the weight room. I also at many times did love my muscles, and I felt proud of them because of what I had built. You know, yes, it is largely genetic, but also I have worked really hard in the weight room to have my body look the way that it does. And that's something still to this day that I am proud of. And it is possible to also have conflicting viewpoints of it. And I'm sure you can imagine when, you know, I was in high school, as I've talked about before, that was really hard to cope with those two different ideals of feeling proud and excited, but also somewhat ashamed and dissatisfied with how I looked. I think it really showed up when I would go do something a little bit more formal or, you know, had to dress up. And I always had a hard time finding clothes, and still do, to be transparent, to this day, of finding clothes that fit my body type well. You know, obviously there are clothes that fit, but do they actually, you know, make me look like a blob, or do I actually like the way I look at them? And it takes me a long time to find those clothes, and likely a reason why I still to this day don't really enjoy shopping, because it takes a long time. And I like to be efficient in everything I do. But, I think eventually I got to this place where I am now, where I see my body as this neutral entity, something that is just there instead of good or bad. It's a part of me, but I'm not, thinking about it as much. And I also, try to feel into my body more with food than I am trying to, control, I guess, what I'm eating as much. So that's sort of the big picture of my journey and how it's transformed. And I think, that would be one of the bigger pieces of advice is to try to focus on the food you are eating as fuel for your body, fuel for your performance, and notice how that food is making you feel, as opposed to looking at a food and already determining if it's good or bad. Because food is not inherently good or bad, it just exists. So it's important for us to then determine, again, based on how it makes us feel, whether or not it's a good idea to eat it or not. Given the situation. And again, this is one of the bigger things I learned as well is that it's not that, we need to not eat these quote unquote bad. I'm saying that because everybody knows what I'm talking about when I say that. But a better descriptive for them is just simply highly processed foods, right? That's all they are. Pretty high, mostly in that case, they're high in sugar as well. And there's just a time and a place for them. Before we were going to compete and go to practice or go play in a game, probably not going to be the best idea. Afterwards, when we're all done, when we have a couple of days to recover, when our performance is not the priority, okay, totally cool. For example, I had some sweets this weekend. Did I understand that I was not going to feel 100% the next day? Absolutely. Am I okay with that? Yep, because sweets taste good. Okay, and yes, I still to this day have a sweet tooth. Ice cream is my favorite food of all time, maybe second to crabs, because, Maryland, gotta love crabs. But I think those two things are really important. Also, just the idea of knowing that you need to eat probably way more than you think. I've talked about this before in some posts on Instagram, just showcasing what my needs are right now. Well, I approximated based on my age, height, and weight, and approximate body fat percentage. So I would go check out that post. It's a graphic I just laid out. It's blue, dark blue, a picture of me playing, and then I broke down my general caloric intake. So I would take a look at that so you can learn what actually goes into your caloric energy needs in a given day. So once I found out or was able to get my head around like getting more into how my body felt with how I'm eating, making sure I'm eating enough, and then the next step is understanding the timing of different foods, right? Understanding what I need to prioritize my performance versus when I have a little bit of leeway to find balance, right? Because it's not about eating nutrient-dense foods 24/7. That's not something I advocate, which is pretty surprising to people when they hear that I'm a nutrition coach, that I help athletes with their nutrition, because I just don't think it's realistic. And you have to allow yourself to be human. And also, these are kids. Like, come on. Who didn't grow up eating a bunch of sugary foods and highly processed foods? It's a part of life. Having pizza on Friday nights, it's a thing. Now, if you have a tournament, you have a game at 8 a.m. the next day, Maybe pizza Friday isn't a thing. Maybe you need a way to make it pizza Sunday. Again, just throwing ideas out here. How to make it realistic to what your needs are as an athlete and as a family as well. Let's see. Now, I guess where I am. So that's kind of where I have been. Now I'm at a point where, yes, I need to perform, but I also want to be thriving with my nutrition and how my body feels. And I'm at a point right now, honestly, where I'm not thriving with how I feel. I, for a long time, and these are things that I've just sort of normalized, I have always drank a lot of caffeine because I've always been pretty fatigued, even though I get a lot of sleep. I have acne on my face and body, even though I am, you know, almost 32 years old. I have had indigestion and bloating issues since I was in high school. What are some other things? I have eczema. I get flare-ups around my lips. I have it around my eyes right now. I get some on my armpits, I mean on my crevices of my elbows, on my neck, especially when I play a lot. That becomes worse. And a lot of this, what I'm finding out, is tied to nutrition, but it's also tied to general inflammation in my body. So I've actually started working with a functional medicine practitioner. I tried to use some antibiotics to help calm things down and it didn't work. So I'm trying a different route. And things have slowly been getting better. It's not 100%, but we're slowly getting there because I've shifted how I'm eating. I also found out that I have parasites and an H. pylori infection, which is just a type of bacteria. And I know the parasite thing sounds crazy, but a lot of people actually have them. They just affect some people more than others. So I've gone through one round of a parasite cleanse, and again, felt some positives from that, but not entirely. So I'm going to be doing another round of that as I try to move forward in getting myself to a place where I feel better. And through that process, I've had to take out things like gluten and dairy from my diet. And I've definitely noticed the enhancements. And also with my Whoop band, I've noticed that my HRV will shift. So HRV is a indicator of readiness for physical activity. And it's typically better the higher it is. And I've noticed that when I especially even eat like a little bit of gluten, my HRV will go down. And then I've noticed that I actually can handle a little bit of dairy, but a lot, same thing, I'll have that same effect. So I'm starting to notice these things and how my body reacts to different foods. It doesn't mean that they're bad and everybody needs to avoid them. It just goes back to my original point that, you know, it's important that we start not just seeing our bodies as good or bad and how we need to fuel to change our bodies, but rather we need to fuel for feeling good, for allowing our bodies to feel better and to thrive, because that's going to allow you to perform and think at your highest level, because there absolutely is a thing as the gut-brain axis, and your food absolutely influences how you think as well. And that for me has been a priority for a while, just because I also within the last year was diagnosed with PMDD, which basically just means that my premenstrual phase is significantly worsened when it comes to my mental health. And then as soon as I get it, it stops. So I've changed some of my nutrition around that. I pay attention to those inflammatory foods like sugar and highly processed oils as well around that time. Again, I'm definitely not perfect. I want to make sure that I say that, but I really do try my best because I want my body to feel as good as it can be. And it makes those decisions a lot easier. Like a lot of people have said, I don't know how you do it, you know, not eating these things. But like I said, when it comes to your body feeling a certain way, and after you've felt you've actually started to feel good, and you realize how actually not great you felt before, it makes those decisions much easier. So I will definitely keep you updated how my journey goes, especially because, like I said, I am learning so much about that. And yeah, I think overall, the biggest things that I could tell you is...